The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. The Struggle with Prop 12. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. We're on the road broadcasting from Kansas City at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention. While America's farmers continue to struggle with the cost of compliance with California's Prop 12, Greg Allen reports how the National Pork Producers Council continues to lobby Congress for a solution.
U.S. farmers say they're feeling the squeeze nearly 2 years after Proposition 12 fully went into effect. The measure requires more space for breeding pigs, egg-laying hens, and veal calves. While animal rights advocates call it a major victory, many producers say the cost of compliance is taking a heavy toll. According to Seth Mitchell with National Pork Producers Council,
the National Pork Producers Council pursued legal action all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court to try to overturn Proposition 12. The Supreme Court ultimately ruled that this was the responsibility of Congress to fix. And so since then, NPPC has been active out in D.C. on Capitol Hill, lobbying Congress for a solution to Proposition 12. You know, in addition to the effects of that rule itself on pork producers across the country, what we're really concerned about at the end of the day is a patchwork of regulation and the precedent that this sets for other states potentially to follow suit, creating more arbitrary housing standards across the country and more uncertainty for producers about how they do business.
Producers report that construction expenses, lost production during renovations, and higher feed and labor costs are pushing some operations to the brink. Industry groups say that while large national suppliers can spread out the cost, small and mid-sized farms are finding it much harder.
The solution NPPC is pursuing right now is the inclusion of a fix to Proposition 12 in some kind of a farm bill. And so we continue to push for Congress to pass a farm bill, recognizing that although a lot of our appropriations priorities were included in that resolution this past year, there's still some policy issues that need addressed in a farm bill, and this is the avenue that NPPC is pursuing for Proposition 12.
Find more on this story at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
Seed Genetics Direct is proud to announce their new 2026 seed guide is now available for viewing at SeedGeneticsDirect.com. They've added three new powerful hybrids to their corn lineup, along with seven new soybean releases, including one that shows natural resistance to white mold. There's lots to be excited about for the 2026 growing season. View the Seed Genetics Direct seed guide online and make your shopping list today. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
Hi, I'm Elena Preston from Cassopolis FFA in Southern Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
A good deal of cloud cover around here as we get moving through your Monday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that forecast update. We have rain that's pushed up a little bit farther from the south here today, and that's going to increase the cloud cover quotient over a large part of lower Michigan. UP areas and northern parts of lower Michigan probably getting away with a mix of clouds and sunshine overall, but it's just a very stagnant air mass. You've got warm air to the south, cool air still parked here to the north and up into Canada. The battle is creating plenty of clouds around here today. Now, I do think that as this moisture pushes farther east and gets on out of here, we should put together a better round of sky condition for the weekend, Saturday and especially Sunday. And warmer air is coming in and taking control. Our temperatures are going to be quite mild for Sunday and Monday. Next round of moisture shows up overnight Monday night into Tuesday. Scattered rain showers, 60% coverage, a few hundreds to a few tenths over Michigan. Behind that moisture, we see colder air come in. As the cold air initially advances overnight Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, I think there's some light snow that wants to pop up in central and northern Michigan with that. And then we just sit in the cold air through Thanksgiving Day on Thursday. No travel problems for Thanksgiving. And actually, Black Friday looks pretty good as well. Rain and snow coming back for Saturday the 29th. And a secondary reinforcing shot of cold air comes down for Sunday the 30th on into that next week, the first week of December. It's very active during that first week of December. I count at least two chances of precipitation coming through in cold air. Rain and wet snow both can happen here, so keep the umbrella handy and bundle up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Do Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of DairyDew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
DairyDew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best DairyDew product for your field? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Healthy plants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from DairyDew.
It's time now for Michigan Ag Today's Thursday closing farm market review. Andy Eubank is here, and so is Arlen Suderman, both at the NAFB convention in Kansas City. They spoke before the close of trade on Thursday afternoon.
We need to talk about another sell-off in the markets. Everything has moved lower yet again today, following up on losses from Wednesday. We'll start with what you make of another day of selling off.
Yeah, we've been on both sides of unchanged today, but spent more time in the negative, and unfortunately. And we did have some more sales to China this morning. I believe it was right around 17 million bushels of soybeans are sold to China. We also had a couple cargoes of white wheat sold to China, so that was a positive, something beyond soybeans. And so we incrementally are making our way higher toward the target that allegedly China agreed to purchase. We haven't got confirmation on them, is why I say allegedly. And that's a positive. But the negative is the market also saying we're already at high prices. We've priced in a lot of this. We need to see evidence it's going to be more, and we have some skepticism. So I think we're going to see that ebb and flow of emotions. Generally, we're at a seasonal time now that tends to be good for prices. We're seeing some basis improvement. We're also looking at the time of the year. I think this is a market that is counting on China and right now is priced in that premium until that goes away or until something tells them otherwise.
And that's Arlen Suderman with Stone X. Settlements from Thursday, December corn down 3.25 at 426.5. March corn 3.75 lower, 437.75. January soybeans dropping 13.75 to 1122.5. March beans down 12.5 to 1132. And December wheat falling 9.75 to 527. In the livestock markets, December live cattle $1.57 lower Thursday at $2.1475, but December lean hogs up 62 cents at $79.47. We're broadcasting from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, and you can find all of our updates at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.